Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. Thank you for joining me as we end the work week together with one another in this community, where we define the words of the Bible in a practical and pastoral way. It's summertime, which means driving into the woods and setting up camp for some of us. We can do that and keep to social distancing, can't we? Well, here on Definition, as we go on reflecting in Romans chapter 1, we have been camped out on this land called the obedience of faith in Romans 1 verse 5. I have said quite a bit about this, and the reason for that is I think we Christians really need to hear this message today. God is very much interested in our obedience to His Son, Jesus Christ. Our obedience to Him really matters a lot to God. But when we look across the landscape of Christianity today, we do not hear too much about this anymore. A prevalent idea is that since we have the grace of God in our lives, we are free to live however we want. So there is not a distinction between the way Christians live and the way people who are not Christians live. But this is not pleasing to our great and holy God. Do not take my word for it. Listen, please, to Jesus. I'm reading Jesus in John chapter 14. This is the Gospel of John chapter 14 and verse 15. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." That's clear. How do you know if you really love Jesus, if you are a genuine Christian? You keep his commandments. You and I obey him. Then, again in the same chapter, John chapter 14 and verse 23, Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word." Again, keeping the word of Jesus, doing what he commands that we do, is how we express our love for him. Our faith in Christ manifests itself in obedience to Christ. True faith is verified in obedience. This is what we have been saying all this week. My hope and prayer is that you and me both will take this to heart and repent of our disobedience before God and demonstrate that repentance in fresh obedience to the Lord. On Monday, Lord willing, we will move forward in Romans 1. But before then, this weekend, visit this website, www.godisministry.org, and get the Definition Podcast. It is right there on the homepage of godisministry.org. You can subscribe to the podcast as well and listen anywhere, anytime. On the site, explore our social media pages on Facebook and Instagram. Like our pages and tell others about this ministry. Click The Gospel to learn more about Jesus Christ, your need for him, and his love for you. If you want to know more about me, click the About Pastor Mark link. And to get in touch with me, click the Contact link. These are all at the top of the homepage. Let's pray. Father, help us, please, to have the obedience of faith. Amen. Friends, join me for the Monday edition of Definition.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.